Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and a very warm, fire-filled welcome today to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, and I just pray that you're going to dive into the deep with me. I sense that the Lord has an amazing catch for everyone hungry, thirsting after Him. Those who are pressing in, the Lord would say, you are going to know only His winning streak for your life. You are going to know His divine timing manifested. You are going to know His purpose is fulfilled, and you're going to know His mighty works and wonders released through you at this time. Let's dive into the deep. I sense that the Lord is going to take His children higher, further, faster, deeper than we have ever gone before in these times. Last time when I was sharing with you a prophetic word the Lord had given me on the windfall that is about to make landfall, that for those who have been trusting, waiting on the Lord for their breakthrough, for their miracle, by the winds of the Holy Spirit, the Lord is going to cause that miracle to make landfall in the laps of the children of the Lord. And I had only intended to really share around that, and I feel like the Lord did a number on me, and I ended up introducing what I felt that I wasn't ready to introduce, this whole element that the Holy Spirit has been pouring into me on the fourth dimension. But now the word is out. I know that it was God's timing, and I just believe that the Lord would have me today to release a word your way. He is the one who is the way. He is leading us in ways we have never been before, because as I said, He's taken us higher, further, faster, deeper than we've ever been before in these last days. The fourth dimension, your personal invitation. And I sense that the Lord would have us for so long, and the church has got so comfortable with trying to stay on the trajectory of the natural, of what looks cool. But over recent years, that rug has been pulled, and nothing else will cut it other than the power-packed word of the Lord going forth and the Holy Spirit released in His church. Jesus is the head. He has been taking His church back. He is getting His beautiful bride ready. And around 7 years ago now, the Lord spoke to me at a time when the church was very much, we were racing towards that popular, you know, zone of being like the world and acceptable and accessible. And yet what the Lord spoke to me shook me to the core. And He said, you've been trying to explain what is unexplainable, to define what is undefinable. And as a result, you have denied what is undeniable and defied what is undefiable, the very glory of God. The glory of God is the unexplainable, undefinable. We cannot put our great almighty God in a box. He is who He is. He is the great I am. He said, I am to Moses who I am. He is almighty, all-powerful, uncontainable. And as church, what we tried to do was make God explainable and definable. And the Lord says that as a result, we denied what was undeniable and we actually defied what was undefiable. And that was the very glory of God. But what the Lord has done in recent years, I believe He has, I saw a picture of those who would put maybe people on a pedestal. We should never set people up on a pedestal. We only give them further to fall. The only one to be enthroned in our lives. The fear of man is a snare. It will cause us to fall. But the worship and the adoration, the only one we look to is the Lord Jesus on the throne, the only one worthy of it all. And then that sets us up to soar into the much more of the Lord. And that's where the Lord is taking His church today. I believe that just as the rug got pulled and as we've been learning not to put our trust or confidence in personalities, but only in Jesus, the head of His church. that these personalities, they can fall off the pedestals, and great can be the fall for many. As the rug has been pulled from underneath the church in that, then I believe many have fallen. They've taken a tumble and they've hit the rock. But the Lord showed me, oh, but I am the rock. And when we fall in humility and in dependency, and we fall on our knees upon the rock, who is Christ Jesus, then the Lord says, I will build my church. Jesus is building his church. We just get to come along for the ride. We just get to be the ones filled with his Holy Spirit, obeying, going with the flow of his Holy Spirit, and seeing the Lord do his works and wonders through his church. And the Lord through us will win such a mighty harvest of souls for his heart on the earth at this time. The gates, the strategies, all of the authorities of hell will not prevail against his church. Ecclesia, that means his called out ones, those who are called out of this world, who are living differently continually, because we are living according to his kingdom ways, his fourth dimensional ways. We will no longer live contained, but we're going to live in that uncontainable, in that undeniable, unexplainable fourth dimensional zone of kingdom living, kingdom releasing, kingdom giving through the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. Jesus died to give us his fullness. And I just pray that now in these days, we are going to arise and we are going to see manifest. We're in the year 5785, the new Hebrew year we've just stepped into. And that number five, it means behold. It means to manifest. The Lord is about to manifest. He is about to be seen. He is about to reveal. There is great revelation coming to his children and to his church. In the year 5784, it was the year of the door. And I questioned the Lord actually on Sunday in church. And I was saying, Lord, I understand that, you know, that you've been ministering to your church and to your children, to those who are listening, that we were to close the door to all that wasn't of the Lord. And we were to open the door to the much more. Now we're entering into the year of the window. Well, that almost feels like it's a smaller realm. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and showed me, Christine, on Sunday. Doors, what do doors do? Doors can seal. What do windows do? Windows reveal. That the Lord is just about to open up the windows of heaven to us, that the veil is going to be removed, that we can see, that as I was saying, we see in God's word, he's calling his children to that ascended life, continually ascending and descending. We have, because Christ died, we're one with him in his death. He's resurrected. We're one with him in that newness of the life of the Spirit, with that resurrection life of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead has raised us up. But then there's also the ascended life. He ascended and we are ascended with him. And the word shows us seated with him in heavenly places, that all of the accessibility of heaven has been made available to us. And the enemy tries, the devil wants to keep that concealed. He wants to keep that hidden from us. He wants to deceive us out of what God has for us, just like he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. He was the one who came to steal their identity. When you steal someone's identity, you steal their authority. What the devil was after was the authority that had been given to man. We were made in the very image and likeness of God. All authority and dominion was given to us. And at the fall, what literally happened is we took a tumble and our identities were, there was a reordering. And now we have been living from the body, soul, and spirit. So it's been after the fall, we would be craving the things of the flesh, and we've seen how far and how degrading that animal life takes man and women. We've been living according to the dictates and the desires of our soulish realm, our souls, which is our mind, our wills, and our emotions. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, oh, not your will, not my will, but your will be done, God. That needs to be the prayer for us, and you're going to see the reordering that through the cross Jesus has restored to us once more all that was lost to us through sin and through the fall in the Garden of Eden. And our spirits within us died to the Holy Spirit, to the ways of God, and we literally died spiritually. But when Jesus died, his precious blood paid the price. For what was lost to us at the fall has been restored to us once more, that we can now live in the likeness and the image of God once more. Who is God? God is spirit. Those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I want to reorder and let your identity now be made known, because in your identity is your authority restored. You are a spirit, just as God is spirit. When you're in that spirit realm, then you have access to all that is of the Spirit of the Lord in this fleshly body. And I'm going to show you by the word of the Lord. You're a spirit first. That's the reordering through the cross that was lost to us in the Garden of Eden. We were a spirit made in the image and likeness of God. You're a spirit. You live in a body. We put so much emphasis on this flesh. We make it up. We put on the makeup. If only we spent as much time on our spirit woman or man, hey? And we possess our souls. That's how I see it. We are called now to possess our souls. Don't let our souls possess us. And what are our souls? Our mind, our will, and our emotions. Because our minds will take us, get on the wrong train of thought, you will end up with the wrong destination. We must be clothed with the mind of Christ. Renew our minds by the Spirit of the Lord. So our wills, not our will, but God's will be done in us. And our emotions, oh, I'll tell you what, they're slippery suckers. If we follow our feelings, how misled will we be? It will drive us far away from God's destiny, God's purposes for our lives. It drives so many into mental health conditions. Actually, I don't even know why they call it mental health. It's mental illness. But through Christ, through that reordering of spirit, I'm a spirit. I live in a body, and I will possess by the Holy Spirit within me, through the power of the Holy Spirit. I will possess my mind, my will, my emotions. They will not possess me. They will not mislead me any longer. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8 tells us, are children of God. So I've laid that premise for you. I've relayed that foundation as I shared last time. And I really feel like I was hoodwinked last time into bringing this fourth dimension. It's not something I would have chosen to. I thought, Lord, I haven't got it all together as yet. Well, we're going to be learning together, because this fourth dimensional realm, as I was sharing that prophetic word on the windfall that's about to make landfall, the Holy Spirit just took control. And I gave that introduction into the fourth dimension, and I know that the Lord would have me now build on that for you. So today, the fourth dimension, your personal invitation. The morning after my mama's funeral, the celebration of her life, after burying my mother on Wonderful Mama on the 5th of January just this year, I woke, and for anybody who's walked through, you know, a loss, this overwhelming sense of loss and grief wanted to consume me, but I reached out. I was pushing, I was pressing through to my Jesus. I knew I had a family to provide for that day, my five children. I was preparing a meal that evening for all of our family, all 18, 19 of us, to gather and to be together. One of my mottos has been, we live where the party never ends because of Jesus. Well, I wasn't feeling it at all. It just felt like I could descend down a black hole. Have you ever been there? And then the word of the Lord, the invitation of the Lord came to me, Christine, you can descend, or you can accept my invitation and ascend with me. And he showed me ascending praise. I didn't feel like praising. Oh, those feelings, slippery suckers. We cannot trust them. We don't go by our feelings. We go by our faith. I began to praise him through my tears. And I began to pray, press in prayer. And I pressed into God's word when I didn't feel like reading his word. And as I did, the Holy Spirit literally came in, raised me up, strengthened me, as the Lord will do for you continually too, as we go beyond our feeling zone into and beyond the natural zone, into the supernatural zone, as we live in that fourth dimensional realm and reign. Remember the third dimensional, like this world is three dimensional, it's measurable, it's by measurable maths, science, everything within this world is all measurable. But we can live through the fourth dimensional life that Christ Jesus died to restore to us. That's the spiritual life, that's the kingdom life of God. I'm just bringing a more language around it, because we can just take that for granted without, and I feel that's why the Lord has spoken to me about this fourth dimensional living that Christ is calling us to, his kingdom living now on earth as it is in heaven as we pray. That's a fourth dimensional prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we get to, through Christ, be with in close proximity with our Father in our spirits in heaven, to speak with him, to commune with him, because Christ has restored the relationship that was lost and broken to us. And as we do that, there's complete freedom. There is complete dominion restored to us, that we're no longer the ones being subdued, but we are the ones, we are the subduers. We are no longer the ones that are being destroyed, but we will destroy the works of the devil's authority. We are no longer the ones being contained, but we are the ones who are living the limitless life that Christ paid the price with his precious, priceless blood to give to us. And I want to show you that fourth dimensional realm today. I'm going to take you to that realm today in the fourth dimension where I go when I pray. And as I was saying, you know, that time when the Lord spoke with me and I was feeling so lost and broken, the Lord literally, he spoke to me and said, after me the Holy Spirit breaking through my pain and turning it into gain and enabling me to go about and fulfill everything and more by the power of the Holy Spirit, not my might and power, I had none, but through the word and the power of the Holy Spirit who causes us to overcome, to host, you know, all of the family that evening. Whatever the Lord would have you to do, don't do it in your own strength and power. The Lord has come to bring ease to what isn't naturally easy, to put his super into your natural. He wants you to know it. And the Lord said to me, Christine, in that prayer time, you are never closer to your mom, to your mama, than when you're close to me, basically. The Lord said, you are never closer to your mama than when you ascend with me. And as lovely as that was, I was a little bit taken aback, because I thought, whoa, I don't want to hold on to mistruths. You know, there's so much in this three-dimensional world that we grasp hold of that isn't necessarily truth. And, you know, friends had tried to comfort me. I know there was different messages that came through in cards. And at the time of mum's promotion to heaven, I remember one, for instance, was when robins appear, loved ones are near. Oh, that's lovely. But as pretty as that sounds, it's not reality and it's not truth. And everything must, for our truth, it must line up with God's word. And I said, Lord, that's beautiful what you've just spoken, that you are never closer to your mama than when you ascend with me, or than whenever you're close to me. But is that even scriptural? And then the Holy Spirit unpacked what I have only today been released to share with you, and what will probably be part one of the fourth dimension and your personal invitation. I didn't even want to share this message today. I thought I would bring something different, but the Lord, and actually share with you, which I will at the time whenever it's right, what really... what the Lord did recently in me that has just totally broken me free into this fourth dimensional life. But for now, I'm going to show with the Lord has had me on a journey, as he has you on his journey too. And I just pray that I get to be a part of that, and the Holy Spirit gets to set you free into fourth dimensional living today and gives you a hunger for those heavenly realms, that when you pray, you will know exactly what you can see in the spirit imagination. That's a word, isn't it? Again, I wasn't going to say this, but hey, here goes. We live in a world, we know that God is so anti-idols, and people would, that was one of the things that God would, nations are destroyed over. He says, have no God before me. And idols are false images. The Lord showed me we live in a world that's full of false images, whether it's brands, whether it's, you know, all of these different images of how we expect our lives to be, that we can make idols out of that, how we can make idols out of our husbands, our wives, out of our marriages, out of how we feel family should appear, out of our cars, out of possessions. Just as the children of old, the children of Israel, and people still today in religions, they make these idols and worship them, and God says it's an absolute abomination, detestable to him, because there's only one God, and that's our great Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you know, as that is detestable for him, we're a nation, nations today, imagination. We have so many images. Don't know where you're listening from right now, whether you're in America, maybe Japan, China. I'm always amazed at how far reaching the broadcasting of God's words and God's love goes out from this place. But there's a strong image nation. In the UK, if you're where I'm speaking from, we have images that we're worshipping, that we're building up. God says, have no God before me. That's how we're going to enter into the fourth dimension. When we are a vacuum, we're emptied of all that is of sin, all that is of self, all that is not of him, all that is of this world. When we surrender, when all we desire is all of him, not just more of him, the Lord would say. Because when it's more of him, it's more of him, but I also want more of the world too. God, for those who desire all of him, those who seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, our King and his kingdom. Jesus is the Son, the King of righteousness. All these things then will be added to us, and the world will no longer have dominion over us, but we will have dominion over the world. We are in this world. We are not of this world. And we will be those who will rule and reign, his kings and priests, once again, as Jesus desires and as Jesus paid the price for us to take our rightful identity and our rightful position. So imagination, image, all of those images, all the false images, all of our false desires, God wants us to lay aside. But then the imagination God has created. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. He wants us to see as he sees, to hear his voice. He wants our lives to be living sacrifice. That sacrifice is that we will say, oh, Jesus, let me see as you see. Hear as you hear. Let my mouth be used by you, a living sacrifice to speak for you. Let my legs walk wherever you want me to go. I will go where you want me to go, a living sacrifice. I will do all you want me to do. I will have all you want me to have, and I will be and become all you want me to be and to become. When we are in this world, not of this world, that means that we will use the things of this world for God's glory. Here's the shift. When we lay aside every other image and idol, and every other desire and image that we have in our minds for our lives, when we lay it all as a living sacrifice. This is deep today, isn't it? And I didn't intend to go here. The Lord always seems to just take control. But the Lord, may he always be so in my heart and in my life with my words. And may my words be a worship to him right now. May I be ministering first and foremost to him. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring great change within to every hearer. That when we lay our lives as a living sacrifice, we will use the things of this world for God's glory, but we will no longer be used or abused by the things of this world. We're not going to be beholding to brands, to all of the crazy. It's like the emperor's got no clothes on, all the things in this world that we can go after that is actually empty. It ends in disappointment. It's futile, because it's only our King and his kingdom. This world will never satisfy, because Ecclesiastes tells us he placed eternity in our hearts. We were made for his eternal realms, for the fourth dimension. We were made for spirit. We live in a body. We possess, we have a soul. and our mind, will and emotions. And it's only the Lord when we are reordered as he wants us to be, when we are realigned with him, that we will fulfill our God-given destiny and we will be fulfilled completely within. Are you understanding that today? It's powerful. But hey, I need to get in and press in to this powerful word the Lord has given me. Number one today, the Lord would say, the super seven, he wants to, this is what the Lord has shown me here, and I'm just about to unpack it for you. The super seven that we ascend with in heaven. I'm going to show you. It's so clear in scripture. Remember the number seven in Hebrew? It means completion and perfection. And wow, are you ready for this right now? It says, just to give you the background, I'm going to read from Hebrews 12 and verse 18. It says, you have not come to a physical mountain, like this is speaking of Moses did, to a place of flaming fire, darkness, gloom. So use your imagination. Think of Moses when he came up into the mountain. God invited him to Mount Sinai. We have now been invited to ascend another mountain. I'm going to show you by the word of the Lord. It was a place of darkness and gloom, the whirlwinds and storms as the Israelites came to at Mount Sinai. For they heard an awesome trumpet blast and a voice so terrible and terrifying that they begged God to stop speaking. They staggered back under God's commands. They knew that they couldn't even touch the mountain. It would result in death. But Moses alone, he ascended with Joshua. Moses himself was so frightened at the sight that he said, I am terrified and trembling. But he ascended the mountain of the Lord. I'm going to show you and unpack something so fourth dimensional, so incredible today. But no, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. You may say, what's that? Well, I'm going to show you. To countless thousands of angels, myriads of angels in a joyful gathering. You have come to the church and the assembly of the firstborn children whose names are written in heaven. Who are they? Oh, are you ready? You have come to God himself, who is the judge over all things. You have come to the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven who have now been made perfect. This used to be a complete mystery to me, but the Lord, he's asking us in these days. His word says, return to him. Repentance means to return. And the scriptures show return to, I'll unpack that for you another time, the mystery. What is unexplainable, undefinable? We're going to live in that fourth dimensional realm. And wow, great will be the results. Great will be the joy, the peace, the fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit released through our lives and through his church. Great will be the works, the miracles and the wonders that will be released. You have come to, beautiful, Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out of vengeance like the blood of Abel. Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, we will certainly not escape if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven. What happened at Mount Sinai? I'm not going to go back and read it, but in the interest of time, at Mount Sinai, when the commands were given that we could never fulfill or keep the children of Israel, neither could we keep the commands that God gave. Thank God for grace now. We're in the era of grace since Jesus fulfilled all of the requirements of the law for us. And we now live the life, the Christian life, the God-given life through the power of the Holy Spirit through us. Our flesh life couldn't do it. And we see here that in the scripture that 3,000 were killed at the giving of the law and at the commandments of the Lord at Mount Sinai. But we haven't been invited to Mount Sinai. You're receiving your invitation today. You've been invited. No, you have come already to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. When Jesus poured out his life for us, when he poured out his blood for us, when he ascended to the Father's side, What did he do? He said, wait in Jerusalem until I clothe you with power on high. He knew that we couldn't live this life without the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that was in Christ is now in you and me. And the Holy Spirit was poured out upon us at Pentecost. 3,000 died at Mount Sinai. But at Mount Zion, where the Holy Spirit was poured out, 3,000 were saved. Wow, we are living in the era of grace, of salvation, of the works and the wonders of the Lord. We no longer need to cower in fear away from the Lord, but we need to live a worshipful life of fear and revere and love and adoration for our great King of Kings, who has brought us near to him through his Son Jesus. And we have all connection to the King and his kingdom through the Holy Spirit who's been poured out upon us. How remarkable, how marvelous, how wonderful is that? And so let me just go through the super seven today that we are invited. Every time we come into his presence, every time when we come in, it says here, you have not come to a physical mountain. Often we go to our churches, don't we? You haven't come to a physical church. The Lord wants to show you today what you come to in the spirit when you gather, when you worship, when you pray, when you praise, when you're alone in that place with God, as he showed me, I'm about to show you. Because this is glorious. Number one, Mount Zion, the city of the living God, it actually represents here, it's a metaphor. It's a picture of the heavenly realm. It's the fourth dimension where God's presence is manifest. Our Father who art in heaven, praised, magnified, hallowed, glorified be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. That's fourth dimensional praying. Jesus taught us the fourth dimensional life, the way to pray, that we ascend to our Father. Where is our Father? He's ours and he's in heaven. And we worship him. His kingdom come, his will be done. On earth through us, through the Holy Spirit, connecting us to all things kingdom as it is in heaven. How powerful is that? You have come to the heavenly realm. It's his kingdom realm. We have already come near to God in a totally different realm, the Zion realm, which is the kingdom realm. That's actually the scripture, that verse 12 in the Passion Translation, went back and translated it a bit more accurately from the Greek. I'm going to say it again. We know you have already come near to God in a totally different realm, in the Zion realm, the realm of the kingdom. Now, that I looked it up in the Greek, and the verb here for you have come to Mount Zion, you've come to the heavenly realm, is in the perfect tense. It shows that the fullness of our salvation and our entrance and access into God's heavenly realm and kingdom continually, momentarily, we can continually be abiding in his presence, ascending and descending, knowing and seeing that we are actually before his throne in the heavenly realm. God's heavenly realm has already taken place, has already happened for us. Access given, the veil was torn in two in the temple, and we were given access through into the Holy of Holies, into the throne, into the heavenly realms, the fourth dimensional realm of God. Wow, kingdom living right there. So first and foremost, whenever you pray, God wants you to know every day you have access to come before your King in his kingdom. You come before the heavenly kingdom of God. Secondly, you come before a countless myriad of angels in a joyful gathering. Every time you pray, angels are at your disposal. The scriptures show us in the Psalms, and again recounted in Hebrews 1 verse 7, regarding the angels, he says, he sends his angels like the winds, his servants like flames of fire. Wow. Bear in mind, whenever the Holy Spirit came upon the children of God at Mount Zion, the picture of now where we live, the heavenly kingdom, rather than Mount Zion, that place of judgment. Whenever the Spirit came upon them at Mount Zion, at Mount Sinai, there was fire, there was the whirlwind, and people were in terror. They were like almost running for their lives. 3,000 died as a consequence. At Mount Zion, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, the Holy Spirit came how? As the winds of the Spirit and fire, tongues of fire were seen upon the children of God. We're not called to be cool, church. We are called to be the fire of God on the earth. And 3,000, they went out in the fire and in the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing through the early church, that 3,000 were saved. Well, in these days, we are living in the double portion time, the double portion power shower, where all of the former works and wonders, all of the works of the early church, all that has gone before is available to us who know and love the Lord in these last days. And all of the works that God has prophesied and promised will happen. There's going to be a massive Holy Spirit collide and a double portion power shower, and we're going to see such a harvest of souls as we are the fire of God, and as we go forward with the angels of God who are like the winds and the fire, those ministering angels. Well, that word angel also means messengers of God. That's who you and I are. So we are to go, we're in the power of the wind of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit. And God is going to accelerate his works and wonders in and through our lives. We're going to know his miraculous supply. We're going to know the fullness. I love that word, the fullness of the Spirit available to us at this time in Jesus' mighty name. So those angels, we have been given such access to angels that we can call angels, the Bible shows us, are here to help and to support the sons and daughters of salvation. I could say so much on that, but I just want you to be aware that you have your own personal angel who goes with you. You've got the whole host of heaven, the hosts of angels who come to your aid, just as the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the children of God, it says the Holy Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was rushing to your aid and rushing to and mighty to save. And that's just how the Holy Spirit is for his own in these days, in these last days, for the last day church. He's rushing to our aid. The Holy Spirit is mighty to save, to deliver, to work mightily through our lives at this time. And the Holy Spirit, and through the word of the Lord, we have that accessibility and the availability of all the hosts and the angels of heaven. When we come, when we pray, God wants you to know today, you have come to the church. What is the church? The assembly of God's firstborn children whose names are written in heaven. That's you and me. The scripture says that we are registered citizens in heaven. Those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Saviour, who know that he paid the price for their sin. We've asked for forgiveness of our sin and we've entered into this kingdom, fourth dimensional living. No other way to live our life, hey? For those children, we are the very church. We are the very church and the assembly of God's firstborn children whose names are written in heaven. The reason it says firstborn is every one of us has the firstborn blessing Jesus has given to us. We have in Old Testament times, a double blessing was given to the firstborn. Well, through Christ, he has made every one of us born again of the Spirit of God through the blood of Jesus. We are the firstborn of Jesus, every one of us. And we enter into the fullness and into all the firstborn blessing that God has for us as his children. So thirdly today, he wants us to know that whenever the church gathers, when we come together as a corporate gathering, if only our eyes could be open to what we literally coming to spiritually, that we join and we participate in with heaven. There's complete oneness. It's power-packed. It's his kingdom church on earth as it is in heaven. Supernatural oneness. His spiritual and super invading our natural. Our natural and us, you know, through God's supernatural presence and his Holy Spirit in us, we can enter into this fourth dimensional realm. It's amazing. It's mind blowing. So number three today, God wants you to know that we are the church of who actually get to access the very courts of heaven and to be there in that spiritual, supernatural place. It's his word. You go read this for yourself. And you'll see everything I'm saying is truth and how the devil would love to conceal and to hide this from you. But the Lord wants to reveal all that is available to you and who you are and who the church is. On earth, we can keep ascending spiritually into that place. into those courts of the Lord. Number four, you have come to God himself, who is the judge. I love this, over all things. We come into his presence. We ascend by faith. Our image. We are now his royal priesthood, his peculiar people, his holy nation, a royal priesthood that's kings, kingly priests. We are his holy nation. Can you see that image? We are the, no, we can live in that image of being his nation, of coming before his nation, of coming into his kingdom, and into those realms. Deep, but I just pray you, this word is caught rather than taught today. It's conceptual. And I just pray that it's going to create such hunger within you for all that the Lord would restore to his church and to his own. The word is going forth from his throne at this time. Number five today, you have come to the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven who have now been made perfect. I spoke about my mum. My dad was promoted to heaven 15 years ago. There's Hebrews 11 whole chapter speaks on the great hall of faith, the hall of fame and faith of those who have gone before, your Esthers, your Moses, your Gideons, all the great miraculous stories, your Daniels who shut the mouths of lions. And now we see that we are part of, when we ascend into the presence of the Lord, all that is available to us, that the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven who have now been made perfect, they are that great crowd of witnesses cheering us on. And you're going to see, because I'm going to give you a power punch at the end of this message that will show that they are connected to all that we are a part of right now. The baton is in our hand today. That baton has been passed to us. Let us press on, press into him, win. We are overcomers, that we are going to and be those who press on towards the mark. We don't miss the mark. We press on to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus for us in this our day. You've come to the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven who have now been made perfect, all those who have gone before us. That's why the Lord showed me the answer to my prayer. Christine, you're never closer to your mama than when you're close to me. You're never closer to your mama. Your natural eyes may see it, but spiritually, they're cheering you on than whenever you ascend with me. Accept his invitation today and live the ascended life with Jesus. You have come to number six today. Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people. We come to him. Oh, how gorgeous. We come to God, our great judge, into his awesome presence. We've seen in verse four, in the first bit before there, we've come to the spirits of the righteous ones made perfect, and we've come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant, number six, and number seven, to the sprinkled blood which speaks. The blood of Jesus still speaks today, still works today, is powerful today. And the reason it's sprinkled blood is because it's continual. It's continual over our lives. If only we could see into the heavenly realm where we are continually, when we're before God's presence, in his presence, and that blood of sprinkling from his throne keeps us whole, makes us clean, and is our only authority for entering into his presence through the blood of Christ alone, which speaks forgiveness, which speaks miracles, which speaks this ascended life, which is continually speaking all of God's blessing and favour over us, instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. So how beautiful is that today? I pray you're going to go back through this word. You're going to go back through these scriptures, and you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to unpack for you more and more. And the Lord would say to us that just as those, since we are receiving in verse 28, a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and let us praise God by worshipping him with holy fear and awe, for our God is a devouring fire. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken in this world. Everything within the heavenly realms that's not of God. We know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We never fight personalities, but we fight principalities. Those principalities in those heavenly places, the scriptures show us. And here in verse 26, we see that everything that can be shaken in heaven will be shaken. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed so that only unshakable things will remain. Let us be part of that unshakable domain, because there's a mighty shaking that is increasing on the earth in these days. And may we be those who are not of this world, but we're of his kingdom. We're living ascended with him. We're living above it all continually. No fear there, no fear here, in Jesus' mighty name. So, secondly today, and moving now very quickly and swiftly, the Lord would say, RSVP, how do we access? We access by faith. The currency of the kingdom is faith. The currency of this world is money that will pass away. Faith, that currency of kingdom for kingdom living, that will unlock all of the blessings, all of the resource of heaven, and will cause us to enter in to the miraculous much more of the Lord continually. We see, and I'm just going to read very quickly. I can hear my kids, I'm sure, upstairs here. I don't know if you can hear it through the sound, but I can hear the guitars playing, music going. Hey ho, maybe it's heaven. Heaven ascending and descending all around us. But it says here in Hebrews 11, as I touched on, where we read about that great hall of faith, and it speaks of in Hebrews 11:33, by faith, all these people overthrew kingdoms. It's our turn now. We'll overthrow all the kingdoms, all the strategies of darkness. They ruled with justice. The foundation of God's throne, the scripture shows us, is truth and justice. They ruled with justice and received what God had promised them. It's our turn now. God's promises are provision. God's promises are confidence continually. They shut the mouths of lions. They quenched the flames of fire and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. Why is that? Because when we know the spirit life, when we know the fourth dimensional life, as those who've gone before us, the great heroes of the faith knew, when we enter into that, and in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon Samson and enable him to destroy his enemies, would come upon David. Now the Holy Spirit is in us. We are living in such days that they would have longed to have seen and to have known, but they did see in the Spirit, but they are now made known to us. And it says here, that spirit life, because just like Jesus said in the garden, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We must rise up in the strength of living from our spirit and living the spirit life and being led by the Holy Spirit in all things. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Wow, that verse literally in the Greek, it actually means, and I'm just going to show you this very briefly now. In fact, the Passion Translation better articulates it. It says, faith sparked courage within them, and they became mighty warriors in battle, pulling armies from another realm, the fourth dimensional realm, into battle array. Isn't that amazing? Just wow. This is more a literal translation of the Greek. These were the true heroes of the faith, and they knew to draw from the fourth dimensional realm of God's kingdom and make it manifest in the natural realm, in the third dimensional realm, which is full of limitation, which is all measurable, but we get to live the limitless, unmeasurable, all-powerful, all-authoritative life of the kingdom of God that Jesus died for us to have access to and to live from in these days. I love this verse here, 35, I believe, to release it prophetically over not just women, but every listener today. Women received their loved ones back again from death. In the Passion Translation, it says, faith-filled women, whether you're a woman or man, just, you know, this is for you, saw their dead children raised in resurrection power. I sensed the Lord before I went live with this say, I want to tell my children today, for those dead areas of your life, my resurrection power is coming upon you. For those who are heartbroken and who are crying out to God for their children, who seem to be dead in their sins, who seem to be far away from him, the Lord says, get ready, keep your trust in me, for you are building an ark for your family. And as you live in this fourth dimension, as you live in my kingdom realm, my kingdom will come, my will be done, my resurrection power will be manifest in this hour, and your children will rise up. They will know the resurrection power of my spirit. All flesh, my spirit will be poured out upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. They will dream dreams. They will live the fourth dimensional life by the power of my Holy Spirit. They will take the kingdom of God and they will make it manifest and they will make it known all around them. I am going to show you. It is too small a thing for me to just tell you, says the Lord. So I am going to show you. I'm going to demonstrate the fulfillment of my word for you and through you in these days, says the Lord. Wow. Receive his word for your life and for your situation right now. In closing and in wrapping this up, it says in verse 39, just before that, it goes on, it speaks about the many who were willing to be martyred for their faith, who laid down their lives. And it says, verse 39, all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised. Whoa, get ready for this power punch I mentioned earlier. For God had something better in mind for us. There was a time, his appointed time, his set time, his kairos time, as the scriptures tell us. And we are living in that kairos appointed, the right now time of the Lord for this to be fulfilled. For God had something better in mind for us so that they would not reach perfection without us. All who have gone before us, the church, the spirits of those who have gone before us, who have been made perfect in heaven, as we read earlier in Hebrews 12. Listen to this translated more from the Greek, and as the TPT, Passion Translation, brings it. These, verse 39 and 40, these were the true heroes, commended for their faith, yet they lived in hope without receiving the fullness. We are those who get to live in the fullness. Christ has come. Christ has overcome all the power of sin and the strongholds of darkness upon us. We've been translated out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are those who get to live in the fullness of the Holy Spirit who's been poured out upon us and within us and manifest through us. They lived without receiving the fullness of what was promised them. But now God has invited us to live in something better than they had. Faith's fullness. How incredible is that? Are you receiving today God's divine invitation that he has sent your way through this word, going out from his mouth through my mouth today, your fourth dimension, the fourth dimension, your personal invitation? It says here, but our God has invited us, he's invited you to live in something way better than they had. And that is faith's fullness. We access the fourth dimension through faith. The currency of the world is money. The currency of the kingdom is faith. Let faith arise within you today. This is so that they could be brought, those who have gone before us, could be brought to finished perfection alongside of us. That's why the great crowd of witnesses, all who have gone before us, all that you can read of, those great heroes of the faith in Hebrews 11, they're cheering us on because they are connected to our success. They're cheering us on for us to be part of this end time harvest, bringing in and fulfilling all the fullness that the Lord has for Israel and for his church. Again, the double portion on the earth at this time to fulfill his amazing purposes in this time of the double portion of his power. And wow, I have released, I know it was deep, and I know it may have been long, but I've released everything that I sensed that the Holy Spirit would have for me to release and to bring to you today. Hebrews 11, verse 8 to 10 says, Abraham went without knowing where he was going. He was the great hero. He was the initiator of and the father of faith. He obeyed the Lord all the way. God wants us to be people. He's woke me up one night, a number of months ago now, and said, Christine, are you willing? Will you go without knowing where you are going? It's going to be enough for me in these days to know him and to follow wherever he leads. Verse 10, he looked, because just like Abraham, this is what we're called to. He looked for and he waited for a city. I've just introduced you to the kingdom of heaven, to the city that we have access to continually, to Mount Zion, as it's called there in Hebrews 12. He looked for and he waited for a city with eternal foundations, whose builder and maker was God. That's where we're to live from. That's what Abraham looked for and waited for. We're living in the days where we can enter into the much more and we can live from the courts of the Lord. We can ascend continually into those heavenly realms and we can live the fourth dimensional life of the Spirit and the kingdom of God. Are you ready to say yes today, to accept RSVP? If you please. The invitation has gone out today. And if you would like to respond and say, Lord, I'm going to accept. I want to learn more. In the days ahead, we're going to unpack together. We're going to go forward, onwards and upwards into all that the Lord has for us. And great is going to be our reward. Great will be what we will receive and we will then release on the earth and all around us. In Jesus' name. Fourth dimension, your personal invitation. If your RSVP is yes, I receive, please, Lord. Then let's pray. Father, we come to you today. I thank you for your word. It's gone out today. And I pray, Father, that you will release your kingdom come, your fourth dimensional realm. Come, let us live and let us draw from your kingdom continually. Let us know that we are not living and we are not contained just by this restrictive, measurable realm, but we can live the limitless life of your Spirit continually. We can access before your throne into your presence, Lord. We can access the availability of all of the hosts of heaven, your angels, Lord, who are there on our behalf. We can know that we are named. We are the firstborn and your church who can assemble before your presence in heaven. When we come together naturally, we can know and we can see where we are with you spiritually, Lord. Thank you that we come to you, our God, who is our judge over all things, and we love you and we adore you. Thank you, fifthly, Lord, that we know that the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven who've been made perfect, the great crowd of witnesses, cheer us on, Lord. So may we go strong with a baton in our hands, Jesus. Lord, we come to Jesus, our great Lord and Saviour. We love you and we adore you. We thank you for the sprinkled power of the blood of Jesus that speaks for us, and for the Holy Spirit who has been poured out on us, who is with us and who is in us, in Jesus' name. And in wrapping this up, just to say, I ask the Lord, after that download of the Super 7 that we ascend with in heaven, I said, Lord, number 7 means completion and perfection, but where is the Holy Spirit there? There's Father God, there's Jesus, there's all those amazing ones that you tell us that we ascend to and the place that we're at, but where's the Holy Spirit? And the Lord spoke to me so beautifully and said, the Holy Spirit's with you and in you, because since Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon us, and the Holy Spirit is in this world. The restrainer, the wonderful restrainer of evil through us in his church. May we cherish the Holy Spirit, oh, who is with us, in us, and working through us in these days. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Till next time.